Hello everyone, this is Adam for RealHomeRecording.com. In this video, I am reviewing an unbranded condenser microphone that my friend lended to me for review. He bought this microphone for like 30 or 40 bucks. I think he actually bought a set of these for $40, so like actually he paid 20 if you divide it by two. Either way, I'm going to put on screen right now, based on some research I did on the specs of this microphone that were included in a manual that came with it, based on those specs and the way the microphone looks, I matched it up to a few different brands of microphones that go for around $30 to $80 on Amazon.com. As far as the way this mic looks, I like it. If you're a fan of the New Orleans Saints, it's a great mic because it matches their color scheme. As far as how it sounds, I don't know yet. That's why I'm going to drop the audio that I record from this video camera into the timeline. And I'm going to record another voiceover through the Audient ID14 interface. So I'm giving this a good quality input as far as preamps and converters are concerned, because I want to know what this thing actually sounds like if you have a decent recording. An ID14 interface can be had for $300. Obviously, most of you guys can't afford the type of camera that I have, but my control, because this, I do a lot of scientific experiments with these microphones, my control is always that I'm using a Sony EX1 preamp with the converters built into the video camera, so that all the reviews that you see on this channel are running through that preamp and running through those converters. By the way, this is what comes with the microphone. Obviously the shock mount that's on the stand right now, but this is pretty much a joke, which if you can't see it, it's an XLR cable with an 1/8 inch, aka 3.5 millimeter phono output. And I've been told that that's so that you can just plug this into a computer and use the sound card gain. I've never done that. I think that sounds like a terrible idea. This is supposed to be used with a Phantom Power mixer, a Phantom Power preamp. I would never even include the cable. Why even bother including a cable that is the worst case scenario, where you have a sound card that is around a lot of noisy electronics and you're going to boost that up? That's going to make this microphone sound even worse than what it's capable of. You know, there's, it says Phantom Power in the packaging material, but it doesn't actually suggest that you buy another cable. So that's a big mark off of that right away. As far as material, you know, this looks nice, but it's actually like a cheap aluminum. I feel like I could just squeeze this like a soda can and it would go in. So I would be very scared to drop this microphone or have the stand tip over. But because it's so light, the microphone is very light, so it doesn't really have that much of a chance of falling over as compared to a microphone. Like I'm used to like an Audio-Technica AT4040 that's a little bit heavier, or Rode NTK, which is, I had a lot of problems with that microphone with the cheap stand that I'm using right now, you know, where it would easily fall over unless you had the handle push over a little bit more, or a counterweight on the other side, which I never did buy. But this microphone's very light, which is a good and a bad thing. It doesn't have any indicator which side the microphone you should point out. So basically what I'm doing, and I'll point this away from me right now, where the XLR cable's plugged into, where the clamp part of it is, the switch or whatever you call that, is where I'm is actually the side you need to speak into. So it's not gonna pick me up very well right now, but you see, and then it just use that side. Now, if you buy one of the branded mics, I do believe they have those indicators on there. This shock mount, it's okay. You know, it's cool that it comes with the foam windscreen. And then that's about it. I don't have any packaging to show you because my friend said this is how it came. It did not come with a cardboard box. It was just taped to the other box, which did come in a cardboard box. You know, when you get these website deals, I guess that's what happens. So, all right, now I'm going to go and record a voiceover in the same area, which is right behind me, where I record all the voiceovers for this channel. Except on special occasions, I might record in the middle of the room like I am right now. But I'm going to go and record right by the computer monitor. And I'm pretty sure because this is a condenser microphone, it's going to pick up a lot more reflections off the desk and off the computer monitor than my normal microphone, which is a Shure SM7B. But again, oh, by the way, all the audio that you're hearing in this review, I am not going to EQ it. I'm not going to compress it. I will limit it, and I will bring the volume up a little bit so that this video isn't very quiet. And I also, I'll put a low pass or a high pass filter on, so in case there's any popped peas, that won't possibly destroy your subwoofer. But besides that, it's unmodified raw audio and no noise reduction. I want to know what this thing sounds like in a real world scenario. And then, so now for the voiceover, I'm going to be connected to the Audient ID14. Okay, we're taking a look at the raw audio now inside of Kakos Reaper for this unbranded black and gold microphone. And let me expand this a little bit just so you can see it a little bit better. So here's our audio. I am listening through headphones because I want to hear, like, if there's any noise, if there's any, like, minor things that I should really be hearing. And if I had to raise the volume or lower the volume for my headphones, I will. But this is all raw audio. And I will link to some of it, if not all of it, in a FLAC file for you guys to listen to so that there's no YouTube compression. But let's check it out. Oh, by the way, I'm recording with the microphone. It's on my desk now. So let's see if it picks up any reflections off the computer monitor or reflections off the desk more so than my normal voiceover mic. So here we go. I'm sitting down. Hello everyone, this is Adam for RealHomeRecording.com. In this video, I am reviewing an unbranded condenser microphone that my friend lended. Unbranded condenser microphone. I was checking if that was a pop in the audio or a pop just from the system. And that was a system pop. Okay, so first thing I noticed is it has some kind of noise that sounds like the ocean. I'll amplify that for you guys. By the way, I have Ozone 5 on the master channel just for limiting purposes. So I'm going to actually raise the volume of this up so I can hear more of the noise. It's definitely audible in the recording. That just reminds me, I'm going to put a high pass filter on. Just so I don't blow out anybody's subwoofer with this stuff. Hello everyone, this is Adam for RealHomeRecording.com. In this video, I am reviewing an unbranded condenser microphone that my friend lended to me for review. He bought this microphone for like 30 or 40 bucks. I think he actually bought a set of these for $40. So like actually he paid 20 if you divide it by two. Either way, I'm going to put on screen right now, based on some research I did on the specs of this microphone that were included in a map. Okay, that is, I'm assuming, wind pops. So I'm going to put the windscreen on this mic right now for the rest of the voiceover. You've heard it enough without the windscreen being on. I'm going to back away from the mic, actually, see if you can hear any more reflections. Check, 1, 2, 3. That's the one reason I don't particularly favor condenser mics for voiceovers, but I'm just very curious how many reflections are being picked up now, and then I'm going to slide the windscreen on. So, yep. Okay, the windscreen is on now for the rest of the voiceover. I'm going to keep it on. So again, I hear like what sounds like the ocean for the noise, which is not good. By the way, the output of this microphone is very loud. I only have the Audion ID14's preamp set to around 11 o'clock. The problem is, and that's a great thing because it means less preamp noise, but that doesn't matter because it's negated by all the microphone noise. Hello everyone, this is Adam for RealHomeRecording.com. In this video, I am reviewing an unbranded condenser microphone that my friend lended to me for review. He bought this microphone for like 30 or 40 bucks. I think he actually bought a set of these for $40, so like actually he paid 20 if you divide it by 2. Either way, I'm going to put on screen right now, based on some research I did on the specs of this microphone that were included in a manual that came with it, based on those specs and the way the microphone looks, I matched it up to a few different. Besides the noise, I'm pretty impressed with the way it sounds, especially for 30 bucks or 20 bucks or whatever it costs. It doesn't sound horrendous besides the noise level. It sounds clear. It does sound harsh, which is probably because of the metal that's in it. I'm very curious to hear what my voiceover sounds like now with this windscreen on, which may reduce some of that harshness, but it may also muffle it with the windscreen. So I'll let you guys decide on that. But as far as the noise, this is way too much for somebody who is wanting to do like a live broadcast. Now, it wouldn't be too big of a deal for me to reduce the noise of this track, but I can tell you that even with, let's say, like a 30 decibel noise reduction, we're still going to run into issues when I go to compress it. So, the noise level is quite big. So, let me take a look at that. I'm going to reset the meter and... So, the noise floor is right around here. That's quite loud. Quite loud indeed. So... Yeah, it doesn't pass that test, but I'm going to keep listening to it. Give it a fair shot. Up to a few different brands of microphones that go for around $30 to $80 on Amazon.com. As far as the way this mic looks, I like it. If you're a fan of the New Orleans Saints, it's a great mic because it matches their color scheme. As far as how it sounds, I don't know yet. That's why I'm going to drop the audio that I record from this video camera into the timeline, and I'm going to record another voiceover through the audio. It's definitely got a grainy quality to it. That may be the capsule, that may be the metal that it's going through. Who knows? That's all I know is that that's not what I like to hear. It's not a smooth tone. It's just a grainy quality. The Audion ID and grainy means harsh. It means just like, especially on my own voice, I have a nasal sound to my voice, and it just is making that sound even worse. The Audion ID 14 interface. So I'm giving this a good. The Audion ID 14 interface. So I'm giving this a good quality input as far as preamps and converters are concerned, because I want to know what this thing actually sounds like. Input as far as preamps.
Man, when that pop P goes, it's like my whole, it sounds like the whole stand is vibrating. That's crazy.
Input as far as preamps and converters are concerned, because I want to know what this thing actually sounds like if you have a decent recording. You know, an ID14 interface can be had for $300. Obviously, most of you guys can't afford the type of camera that I have, but my my control, because this, I do a lot of scientific.
I'm not really hearing a lot of low end in my voice like I'm used to, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know, but I know that it's missing those low mids that kind of give it that broadcast sound. But like I said, it definitely sounds nice and clear, which is a good thing.
Do a lot of scientific experiments with these microphones. My control is always that I'm using a Sony EX1 preamp with the converters built into the...
I don't think I really need to hear anything else. See if there's any like weird looking audio
or a counterweight on the other side, which I never did buy. But this microphone's very light, which is a good and a bad thing. It definitely, it doesn't have any indicator.
So I don't really know what to think of this, because I started off recording with a little bit higher end gear, you know, with like a mixing board, XLR cables and all that, with an MXL 2001P and an MXL 603S, which came in a set of microphones, like a microphone pack. So those microphones were like $120-$150 at the time total. And so I'm used to these Chinese microphones that are pretty cheap, and, you know, I don't think my MXL 2001P sounded as grainy as this one did. So like I said, I'm wondering if when I hear back the voiceover I'm recording right now, if this windscreen helped dampen the harshness. Like I said, what I like about it is that it has a very high output. So even though I was making fun of the XLR to 1/8-inch cable, it might actually have enough power to be recorded with a regular sound card. Although I wouldn't recommend it, I would recommend a mixing board or an interface with phantom power, which, by the way, this recording device that I'm using right now is about as high-end as you get in the low-end range for quality. The preamp is nice, the converter quality is nice, so if this microphone doesn't sound good right now, it won't sound good anywhere. I guess I'll play this a little bit more. I just hit the microphone, by the way, so let's see if the shock mount did its job.
Now, if you buy one of the brand...
Whoa, what the hell was that noise?
And then it just used that side. Now, if you buy one of the branded mics...
Holy, that sounded weird.
Is actually the side you need to speak into. So, it's not going to pick me up very well right now, but you see... And then it just used that side. Now, if you buy one of the branded mics...
I think I was flipping the microphone around inside the shock mount. That sounded really strange.
I do believe they have those indicators on there. This shock mount... It's okay. You know, it's cool that it comes with the foam windscreen. And then that's about it. I don't have any packaging to show you, because my friend said this is how it came. It did not come with a cardboard box. It was just taped to the other box, which did come in a cardboard box. You know, when you get these website deals, I guess that's what happens. So, all right, now I'm going to go and record a voiceover in the same.
Due to the noise floor, I cannot recommend this microphone. Because even for $30, you could buy like a used MXL 603S on eBay, and it won't be this noisy.
Which is right behind me, where I record all the voiceovers for this channel, except on special occasions I might record.
And as far as the harshness is concerned, you know, in order to get rid of that, you're gonna have to put a de-esser on. And again, I think a lot of people who buy this mic aren't gonna know to mix and how to get rid of that. You know, sibilance is a bitch. I deal with it even with my higher end microphones, and you know, this is beyond harsh essing. I don't think you can remove the grainy sound quality to this. So for $30, I mean, for $30 brand new, God, it's hard to say, because technically you could get away with just having this and maybe hooking it up to your sound card. I'm not going to test that because I don't think there's a point in testing it, but man, I don't know. I don't know what to say about this mic. It's tough because it's so cheap. $30 is cheap for a condenser microphone. And like I said, I will make my decision based on what this thing sounds like right now, recording a voiceover with the Audient preamps with the windscreen on, because I think most people will put the windscreen on. And if it's not that harsh with the windscreen on, then I'll say, okay, maybe, but remember, you're going to have a pretty noisy microphone. So as long as you know you're going to have a noisy microphone, and I'm sorry, but you know, it says what, 72 decibel signal to noise ratio. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. Maybe it is. Okay, 78 decibels is what it says. I don't know. I don't know about that. But like I said, you can't expect much from a $30 microphone. And I know it might be a lot of money for some people out there, especially teenagers who might be just getting into recording. But I would honestly say, if you can save up a little bit more money, buy yourself a... it's tough at this price range to really recommend a decent microphone. I don't know. I'm going to definitely say not recommended. And I'm going to hope that the other microphone that I review that's in this $30 range is better than this one, so that I can recommend that one. Because at least that one's branded. This one is just some random Chinese microphone that has no branding at all on it. But yeah. Can't recommend this mic, guys, based on what I heard. But if I change my mind after listening to it through the Audient preamps and with the windscreen on, I'll put that on the screen right now, and I'll post it in the video description. But otherwise, right now, what I heard is just, it's okay for $30, but people are gonna, you know, if you're just getting started, and if all you have is $30 and you can't save up for a few more months to get a better microphone with a mixing board, then maybe get this. But damn, man, you know, it, like I said, it's very hard for me to say, because this isn't like a $300 microphone. If this was $300, I would absolutely say this sounds like shit. Throw it away. Sell it, try to sell it, you know, but this isn't $300, this is $30, so I don't know. I would say save up and don't even bother with this piece of shit, really. I even get an MXL 603S from eBay, buy it used, you could probably get it around the same price, and you'll have a better microphone. You still may need to buy a mixing board, but you'll at least have a better microphone. Not some grainy sounding, high noise floor microphone. So that's it. What do you guys think? This has been Adam for RealHomeRecording.com.